All right, so this is Jay Stu and Kay Stu and John and Diana, and we're heading on home from our day at
Canadian Toy Con.
Yes, in Burlington. And it was our first experience at one of these things. And
a Toy Con, that is.
At a Toy Con, yeah. It's our fifth table in the history of We Got the Geek.
Yay!
It's a milestone.
So, what did you guys think about today?
Well, I liked it. I thought it was a lot of fun. There was a lot of really cool people there. It was hilarious to be able to walk through the rooms and see all these toys and just, like, be bombarded with memories from my childhood. You know, it's kind of like watching, you know, Beastmaster or Masters of the Universe. I got to see all that stuff, like, in toy form. Like, I miss those. But, everybody was just super cool, you know. We got to see Alfonso, and he's always fun. We got to meet some other new nice people, and, you know.
Saw Steph.
Yeah, we got to see Steph from GCE, and, you know, it was just a really fun, you know, a nice way to spend a Sunday, I'd say. Really, that's the best way to sum it up, a really nice way to spend a Sunday.
For sure, I agree.
And we saw our buddies from the Cosplay for a Cure again, always willing to throw some money towards their cause.
Absolutely, yep. Yeah, you guys always have fun getting your photos done there, and... Of course, we can't help but say that the two guys from Big Bang Theory that were there were, like, nothing short of awesome.
Amazing.
Yeah, those guys were super cool.
Like, I've met celebrities before. I've met nice celebrities before. These guys were just beyond that.
Yeah.
So I was really excited. And they remembered our names.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got some awesome autographs from them, and... Man, they were just tremendous fun, full of energy, ready to go, really excited to actually be there and be hanging out with their fans and stuff. So, yeah, it was a lot of fun. Those guys are great. What do you think, Chase, dude?
I had a great time. Everyone there, like you said, was nice. The people in charge of it were helpful.
It was running incredibly smoothly.
Yes.
Yeah, it ran like clockwork. It was really well done, and it's... You know, it's a testament to the show, you know, they put that kind of hard work in, and that's why this group has so many shows that they get, right? So, really, really, really good. I really enjoyed it.
I'd go to another show these guys put on.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, they're all not far. They're all in the region of, you know, Niagara and Toronto. So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to going to a few more from them.
And it had the right number of vendors for the right amount of space they had. It wasn't a, hey, let's cram more vendors in here and make these aisles smaller. Like, there was room to shop.
And it was still full.
And it was full. But, like, there was once or twice that we had to detour down another aisle just because, like, getting stuff out from under the table or whatever, so it was in room. But otherwise than that, like, it was easy to walk around and look at stuff. It was still busy.
Yeah, all day.
But... Like, it wasn't crammed. Like, other shows, you just stand there waiting for the line to kind of clear up.
Yeah.
So you can get through.
Didn't have to do that here.
No.
It was a very well-oiled machine. It moved very smoothly. It was always full of people. And I was able to buy myself a Dubac.
Yay!
Yay! I got a Dubac.
Well, I got a Bo Duke doll for $2.
Yeah. Well, I didn't get anything.
You didn't get anything?
I didn't get anything. Oh, I bought... Sorry. My bad. I got Flair from the GCE.
There you go.
I did buy something.
Diana got a Doctor Who jewelry box.
Yep.
She's sleeping now. Again.
A long day.
She cosplayed as the Doctor again.
Yep.
Yeah.
Got her picture taken with some other Doctor Who cosplayers.
Yeah, that's always fun. I've seen them at a few of the different shows.
Yep.
Yeah, they're always fun. Nice people. Yeah, definitely... Overall, I think we have a very good feeling about this show and, you know, the others by these organizers. And I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, and some of the 501st guys were there, too.
Yeah.
Stopped by Punch Gun earlier.
Yeah, all the troopers. Always great to see them working for such a great cause and, you know, always having fun while they're doing it. You know, it was really good to see Phil and Tom and, you know, it's always good to see those guys. They're such a wonderful group of guys and gals.
And gals.
Definitely. Definitely. I had a good time.
And let's not forget, we also saw Player 2 from the Geek Girls. She was there as the Lady Captain America.
Yes.
Which was a very enjoyable costume,
good
of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rob there taking pictures. And yeah, it was a great day. Wonderful day.
For sure.
So,
it was fun. I don't want to go back to the real world now.
So I just want to say thank you to the folks, the fine folks that ran this convention.
And, Renegade Productions.
Renegade Productions for putting on such a great, great show.
Yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to more of you.
And even, I will say, I know I was kind of the communicator this time around. Even before the show, it was so easy writing back and forth to them. They responded easily. So I will definitely love to work with them again.
Absolutely.
And, well, like John said, we'd have about 5 opportunities a year to see these great people.
Yeah.
Yeah, might as well take advantage of that, eh?
So, yay! Canadian Toy Con.
Can't wait to see who they get in their next, you know, next run of shows. Like the one we missed in the spring where they had Casper Van Dien.
Yeah, like, still sad I missed that one.
Yeah, I really wanted to see that one and meet him. But, you know, they're getting some good people that, you know, we definitely want to meet and see and that seem to have fun while they're doing it. So
yeah.
I'm really excited to find out who they get next.
Maybe Mark Singer.
Dude, come on.
Maybe.
Well, he's probably available.
We never know.
I don't want to be the only one that gets his autograph at the whole show, though. I might be his only fan, am I?
No.
I get his autograph. I love V.
I was like, you get something V signed.
Oh, okay. I'll be the only person who knows Beastmaster then.
Oh, we know it. We're just not going to acknowledge it. Sorry.
Hopefully Sorry. He'll show up with just Beastmaster photos then.
Sorry, Dar.
I'll get him to sign a He-Man, Battle Cat, doll, same thing.
Yeah. All right, but Toy Show, yay.
Yeah, definitely a yay.
Kudos from the We Got the Geek Gang.
Thumbs all the way up, all the way around.
Yes. We will leave you with, we did play our game a little bit today, our Roll the Dice questionnaire game.
Yep.
And
that was a fun group.
A few people, you know, answered the call to arms and did the game. So we'll play you the little bit that they said. And thanks for listening.
Mine was 15.
15. Least favorite character. You want me to do a different one?
Oh, whatever one you want. That's a good
My
one.
My least favorite character is Lando Calrissian. I hate that guy. And yeah, why does he need to be in Han Solo's clothing?
He had a nice cape, though.
He had a nice cape.
And he was an opportunist. Come on. You gotta love the opportunist.
You know what? I watched that movie for years and didn't realize he was in
Han's clothing. That was
but
the first thing I noticed.
Yeah,
I'm like, how did he even get Han's clothing? Like, didn't he, like, go in Carbonite with his clothing? Or does he just have backups of the exact same outfit?
Spare vest.
All right, my favorite Star Wars ship, hands down, is the Super Star Destroyer. I think it was the Executor class. That's the one that Vader was on, I believe it was. But
it was pretty awesome.
Yeah, the Super Star Destroyer, hands down.
Cool.
Love.
Did you want to roll as well?
Sure, I'm not very knowledgeable, so we'll see.
It's okay, we can just jump in for you.
Yeah, exactly. If I can get one of the bottom ones, perfect. Why?
Favorite prequel.
Why? I keep getting the same.
He said Jar Jar Binks. He's so
obnoxious. He's so obnoxious. I got the least favorite character, definitely Jar Jar. He's obnoxious.
Oh, I love Jar Jar.
This is your favorite, though.
I totally love Jar Jar.
My favorite prequel character. Yeah, actually, that is a pretty good one.
Who?
General Grievous?
Yeah, I would say General Grievous.
He is pretty badass. Cool. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.